What are we doing in the name of Jesus? What deeds are we performing in His name? It's important for us to see how we are living, what works we are doing, what words we are saying, but mostly, what are the deeds? Let there be few words and many deeds, and let these be done well, St. Vincent Pallotti would say. Because the Christian life, he would also say, is one of action, not of speech or of daydreams. Deeds done well. And when we do them, not for ourselves, but in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, then we are doing His work. Some people may question us and say, why are you doing that? Who gave you the ability to do that? Baptism gives us the ability to do that, to be able, because we are one with Christ, to be able to go forth. It has a name. It's called apostolate. We are sent by Christ to do these deeds. Jesus' disciples were somewhat confused. They said, well, they don't follow us. How can they do deeds in your name? And Jesus says the famous line, if anyone is for us, it's not against us, it's for us. And here we find ourselves. Sometimes wondering. Jesus makes the point even more fully, because there are parts that we might hold back in terms of our deeds, or we'll do deeds that are counter to the way of Jesus. They're called sin. And whatever causes us to sin, Jesus gets very, very almost graphic. You know, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna. This is how we need to understand that we are called to be fully with Jesus. And that our deeds are done for Him, not for ourselves. Christianity is very divided. In fact, it continues to divide. But we are called to be one. Because, as the Second Vatican Council says, this division is a scandal for the world. St. Vincent Pallotti would pray often for us to be one fold under one shepherd, and we continue to pray for the same. But that doesn't mean that in other Christian communities there can't be deeds done in the name of Jesus. Even within Catholicism, at times there has been and continues to be division, where we divide into these various camps. But instead, rather than saying, this one doesn't follow us and that one doesn't follow us, instead, are we seeing the deeds, the good deeds that are done in the name of Jesus, and praising God for them, and praying intensely for greater unity, and cutting away the things that we may do that cause disunity in the body of Christ? The disciples were focused on the others. Jesus refocused them on themselves. to ask where they were causing division. We need to ask the same 2,000 years later. Because it's not our mission that we are sent on to do these deeds, these mighty deeds. They are done in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is His mission. He is the one who sends us. And when we forget that, we end up making accusations and causing people to divide. We cause scandal. We cause difficulty. And we do not bring others into greater unity with one another and with Christ. May we do these mighty deeds in His name, because the Christian life is one of action, not of speech or of daydreams, as St. Vincent Pallotti would say. Let there be many deeds, and let them be done well. May the charity of Christ urge us on. The Catholic Apostolate Center has many resources. Just go to catholicapostolatecenter.org. May God bless you. Our prayers are with you.